It's Thursday. Social misconduct. You know what it is. It's your girl Mick. Boy B Walk.
What up?
Tune in. What's up?
Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brothers the one that you're running from? But if you got money, fuck it, cause I want some.
B.I.G. Fucking with me. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they B.I.G. Oh God.
Yo, what's up? It's Thursday, social misconduct. It's your girl Mick. Got my boy B Walt.
What's up?
You know, I just can't with you. Uh-oh. We got Loyal Plan in the back. We got Loyal Plan in the background because we got Miss Carlina Bridge in the house. What's going on? As you all may know, Carlina Bridge is my client. I already told you all I would not have any guests on the show without my clients being first. So, because that would just be a bad publicity. So, if you didn't know, Carlina is a dancer and she is in the Loyal video. So that's why we are playing it right now. And Brian, I don't know what B Walt is doing. I almost called your name.
Trying to get the choreography.
Y'all keep using the government name.
I know. Sorry. My bad. Damn. So, B, what's going on? How was your week?
Long. I was just waiting to come to this motherfucker. You already know because we talk sometimes.
I know. Mm-hmm. Anything crazy?
Remember the meeting that we were supposed to have yesterday?
I can't with you. Yes. We won't even let the people know. And I was with Carlina yesterday. When I left you yesterday, I was supposed to meet him.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
No.
Because he's a little slow, but you know.
Blaming me.
Busy dancing.
You're blaming me.
Yeah, I'm blaming you. But anyway, tell us about whatever crazy thing you have to say.
People in LA know about the red line, right? Right? I'm assuming.
No.
The red line
says the girl from Chicago.
Right. Maybe I know about the red line in Chicago.
The red line is just like the red line in Chicago. It's a train.
Okay.
And I was catching that. I didn't want to drive downtown because motherfuckers crazy down there. So I was going to catch the train down there. I'm on the train. It's a guy with a baby carriage, and it's chock full of like empty shit, like bottles and shit. And then there's another guy with a busted up bike, and he's like humping the bike.
Okay. Wow.
And they get into a fight because dude was treating the baby carriage like it was a real baby in it. And he was like,
oh shit.
Yeah, he was like really pissed off that homie had bumped his carriage with the bike.
Don't wake the baby.
Right. He was basically, that's what he was on. He was like, man, what the fuck? You don't see my kid? And like,
you don't see my cans and bottles.
He really thought it was a kid in the carriage. And they actually had to stop the train for about 10 minutes because they got into it.
That is so... See, this is why I drive, because I just can't. Have you ever taken a train, Carlina?
I have. I didn't have a vehicle for 2 years.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I definitely taking the train. But I mean, I've taken the train my whole life, living in Vancouver and Toronto. I've seen the craziest things on trains.
Shit.
So, and our trains are operated by machines. They're not driven by people. So they don't stop it if something's going on.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Unless somebody jumps in front of the train, you know, then they're going to obviously stop.
So it's like iRobot, like driving the train. Like, what? Like, what?
Wally driving the train.
Wally.
What the hell? I would be scared on a train if I didn't like have a real person operating it.
Yeah, it's a little weird when it like slows down for no reason in the middle
of
the night.
And you're like, what's going
on here?
Yeah. Yeah, I just drive. I don't do public transportation. Well, last week I told you all that I was helping out with the African Awards. And I did.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. I helped a friend out. Shout out to LaSheryl Smith at L Group PR. So I helped her out and we ran the red carpet, which I know that people know about the red carpet and you walk and you get your picture taken and interview. But to run it is a whole different story. Like, it doesn't seem like it's a job, but it is. It's ridiculous. Because you have, like, all these moving parts. You have to manage press and, you know, your photographers, your videographers, all of that stuff, and then your talent who's walking the carpet, and you have to get them all off in a timely manner. So this was our job for about 2.5 hours. Dang. Yeah, and there was a lot of people there, and it was just really chaotic. And so, you know, being the African Awards, we had a lot of people from out of town.
Out of town.
Out of town.
All right.
And one guy told me he was a king. And I didn't, you know, he could have been, you know, definitely. I didn't, like, not believe him. So, cool. Nice to meet you. I was very polite. But there was one girl, a blogger or some chick. I kept telling her, you can't do interviews on the carpet, right?
Right.
So she did it anyway. And so I was walking over to, like, tell her to get off. But she was in the middle of interviewing the king. So you probably know where this is going. So I'm walking up. But I'm still respectful. I'm not going to, like, just stop her interview, right? Because it's on camera. I'm not going to do that. So I walked up, but I stopped. But before I stopped, I guess the king's bodyguard put his hand in front of me.
Uh-oh.
To stop me. And it... he touched me.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So I, like, pushed his hand out of the way, and I'm, like, going off, like, what the fuck are you doing? So we're, like, going at it. He pulls out this badge. What the fuck?
King badge.
Who's badge? Like, what?
Did he get it from Burger King? You know the badges. I'm just saying, you know the little kids have them?
He pulls a badge out and told me, like, he can get me kicked out and get me locked up, and do I know who he is? Like, dude. Really?
Mm. And yeah, behind bars.
I mean, and if you know me, you already know a lot of the things that I was saying back to him, and it got ugly, and another guy had to come and, like, just, you know, break it up or whatever. So it was interesting. Yeah, I was just so tired. I didn't even stay for the award show. Like, I just went home because I was over it.
Only you.
And then, like, other shit happened, and it, I was just over it.
Only you would be for a fucking king.
With an African king, king. Right? Only me. Like, yeah.
About to get arrested from the African right. king.
So ridiculous. So, as you all know, I mean, this is show number 6. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 6 weeks. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They keep letting us come back.
About to lock the doors.
I know, despite the retardedness of us. But anyway. So if you've tuned in before with us to Social Misconduct, you know that we go over crazy headlines that we find in the news and on blogs and everything. And this first one, I handpicked special for Carlina.
Great.
Because she is Canadian. And you're from Vancouver, right?
I am.
So I just was looking for crazy stuff. I'm like, it can't be just, like, Americans that are crazy. I have to find something in her country since she's coming. So the first headline reads, petition wants devil statue with erect penis back up in Vancouver.
I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
So, so there's this statue of a devil.
Okay. With step one, the devil.
The devil, yeah. That I guess was put up in somewhere in Vancouver, and it magically disappeared.
Oh, dang!
Well, it magically appeared near a highway, like on top of a pedestal or something that used to have a statue of Christopher Columbus.
Wow!
So I think it's an improvement then.
Well, you know. And so there's a petition to bring it back to where it was. So people, like, in Vancouver are pissed. They're like, bring our erect penis
devil.
Yeah, our dick devil back. We want it back. So, yeah, there was a petition with 1,500 signatures.
Unbelievable.
Petitioning. And so have you, like, heard of this or seen this?
Never heard of it, but I'm reading here. Main Street makes sense.
Okay. So is that, like, is that area crazy? Or?
I mean, yeah, it's like East Vancouver, so you got a lot of wackos around
okay.
there. You know, unfortunately, there is a huge drug scene okay. right down okay. in that area. So, I mean, not saying that the devil came from that, but I can definitely see why it's in that area. But I've never seen it. Which is interesting. Wonder how
maybe
long
it's
been
new.
Before.
Yeah, I didn't say. Maybe it's new.
But I mean, that's kind of the whole thing with Canada. They're like, we have to embrace everything. So
yeah, and that's what they said.
Somehow this guy made his way in there.
In here it says it should be reinstalled as a piece of public art and serve as a reminder that art is in the eye of the beholder and nothing more. So, okay. Yeah, they're serious.
Whose idea was it to put the penis on it?
Whoever created it.
Yeah, I want to know who created it.
It says the life-sized red devil has black horns, a forked tail, and an anatomically faithful and naked physique.
Faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful. True to form.
I can't. I guess.
See, officials said it wasn't commissioned by the city. See, there you go.
There we go. All right.
Some nut job stood in front. No, you're not taking it down.
Right. People pissed.
I can't.
What is this? It said something about... Because it costs the city nothing, but they're saying unlike a cartoonish porcelain dog. Have you heard of that one? It said it costs the city $100,000.
I mean, there's all sorts of weird things around Vancouver. You got like a polar bear on each street corner, like representing the Olympics. You've got weird architectural things that just stick out of nowhere, and you're like, what? Why is this here? So, I mean, in some senses, I get it.
It's makes
normal. You kind of go white, but yeah.
I got
it's a
you.
It's a little strange.
So funny. Weird as hell.
But not all of them have penises. So, this is new.
Well, that's good to know.
So, the polar bears ain't walking around with.
Maybe they have vaginas.
Yeah. Oh.
They could be girls.
They got little Canada flags in front.
Canada flag?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hide the junk.
When next time you go home, can you take a picture?
I will. I'm going to find this.
I want to see that.
You have to take a picture and show us.
I will.
Well, this next one is crazy, and I'm going to let... This is like... You found this one, right?
Yeah.
I think you found it.
I think I found it.
I don't know, but it's weird and lame as hell. It's just stupid. So I'll let you talk about this one.
Sure. So, there's a video game that exists now, a virtual reality game, where they actually put the helmet on.
Yeah.
And
it's like you're there.
It comes with an attachment that you hook into the PC with these foam titties. And you squeeze the titties. Yes, X. Titties. You squeeze the titties, and then you're looking in the screen, and like I guess like the video game chick goes,
That is...
While you're squeezing, yeah.
And that's the point of the game?
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to
just
come out with...
Just squeezing breasts. Is it for like guys that have never felt breasts before? Like, I'm so confused.
I don't know. It doesn't say, but then...
The schools are cheaping out. They no longer want to teach sex ed.
Right.
Just of a video game.
Like, what?
Right, it's called the Boobie Squeezing Simulator.
Yes, okay.
Yes. See,
keep it blunt.
And the boobs are made of like styrofoam, right?
Yeah, it's like... I guess you can squeeze them and then they go back to normal, you know.
Perfect. Teach kids that tits are made out of
styrofoam.
And so when they finally feel the real shit, then it's like, it doesn't feel this way.
And a lot of activist video gamers are mad and shit. Like, well, this just passes stereotype that we're all lame and we don't get any pussy. And
aren't most? No. Like, isn't that true or no?
Not the TRPS ones that I know. Shout out TRPS. They cool, but yeah.
This is so lame. And if, like, you see this picture, it's ridiculous. Where do we find this? Huffington Post. Where we find most of our crazy shit.
See, look at this. Look. You can kind of see it. Like this
on
is,
the ga- yeah, on yeah. the screen.
And he's squeezing this.
Oh, he's
and then
excited.
There, you know, this.
But it's like in the game, he's in front of it. Like, it's real, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the whole. There's got to be something more to the game,
dude. I'm telling you,
we gotta buy it.
They're gonna come out with an attachment.
She said you gotta buy it.
We gotta buy it.
They're gonna come out with an attachment. I'm waiting for the attachment.
Oh, I don't even want.
They're gonna come out with
attachment.
An attachment. No, I'm hypothesizing here. If they came out with this shit, they're gonna have to come
something
out with
else.
An attachment.
Yeah.
I wonder who's gonna be the first idiot to stick his dick into the PC.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because you know that's what's next.
And it said what makes it creepy is that the character appears to wince and shy away when the player grabs her breast. So, like, are you...
Was this teaching rape?
Right. I'm like, that's... Ew. So, she doesn't even want you touching her styrofoam breast. Like, that's... even the game doesn't want you touching her. Like, that's fucked up. Like,
yeah.
I don't even want you touching me, and I'm not real. Damn. how messed up is that?
Yeah, that has me feeling weird.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I feel like I've been molested.
Can we ball this one
we
up?
We need a drink. Oh, I didn't even ask what we were drinking today.
You really? Well, I got the same thing.
Well, remind. I mean, we may have some new people. We don't know.
I got this bullet bourbon. Bullet bourbon that Woody told me about. My homie Woody back in the shy. Shout out to Woody. Woody, what up? What up?
And he tried to give Carlina this. She's like,
nah. I took one sniff and I was like, give me the Riesling.
So I gave Carlina the Riesling and I am drinking some bubbly champagne today.
Hey, you see our tech right now?
What?
I gave him a shot of this shit. Look at his face. He's loving this shit.
I tell you every week, don't get fucked up and mess our damn show up. Oh, and I have some skinny girl margarita too, just in case we wanted something else.
Hey, variety.
Variety. It's always a party at Social Misconduct, you know. We have to bring the drinks. So this one, I just feel like you should do this one too, because this is right up your alley as far as Spider-Man and Batman. Because, you know, I don't know shit about this stuff. This is hilarious, though. This is in New York, right?
Yeah. Two cosplayers, if you don't know what that is, that's people that put on costumes and pretend to be characters from comic books and shit.
I didn't know they had a name.
Yeah, they have a whole
culture or something.
They got a union.
They do.
Don't be surprised. They might.
Paying their union dues.
They're huge.
Like, health and benefits.
You'll see them downtown LA just walking down
the street. Right, on Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah.
We saw him yesterday. We saw Iron Man chilling.
Did he look real? Or did it look cool? Or was it like some bullshit like cardboard boxes? Did he look cool?
No, he had
a real costume.
It was expensive.
Yeah, he had his hat off, though.
He was chilling.
Because, you know, like,
let me get a cupcake.
Like, they have, what, Michael Jackson on Hollywood.
They got like eight Michael Jacksons.
Yeah. And they fight. They get like pissed off at each other. And
if I was a little kid, I'd be stressed. I'd be like, why is there eight Michael Jacksons?
I didn't even think about that.
You know what I mean? You're looking around, mommy.
Oh my god!
There's four Santa Claus.
That's hilarious.
I have anxiety.
Oh wow!
So, what happened with these two? It was a Spider-Man and a Batman, and they were doing their little cosplay thing on the street. And the headline is deceiving. They didn't fight each other. There was a random guy that ran up behind the Batman and tried to molest him. And so then Spider-Man came and squirted him with his Spider-Man webs, and they both beat the shit out of the guy that tried to molest the Batman.
See, when I first saw this, I thought Spider-Man and Batman were fighting each other. So they were like teaming up. So it's like a superhero team up.
It was a superhero team
to
up
beat
against
this other dude's ass.
Yes.
Like I said, union.
Hilarious.
That's so good.
Wow. So the guy, didn't he say like, Batman, I want to fuck you or something?
Yeah, he grabbed Batman from behind and said, I'm gonna fuck you, Batman.
Oh.
Then Spider-Man came over there to help out Batman.
What?
Yes.
Okay, so wait. And then they were like fighting in Times Square.
Yeah, they beat this guy's ass in Times Square. And then Spider-Man actually shooted. Spider-Man.
What English are we using?
Spider-Man had shooted these motherfucking webs and shit. He shot dude in the face with the silly string webs.
Silly string. Have you ever been silly stringed?
No, but I've been tasered before.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, that's a different story.
You just took it there. I was about to tell a silly string story.
Oh, well, let's go ahead. I want to hear it.
No, our last show of the Believe Tour, Justin came in our dressing room and he silly stringed all the girls. Like, silly stringed us to death. So we had silly string everywhere. All over our hair, makeup, costumes. We had to go back on stage and just dance with silly string all over us.
Now, does that affect the dancing at all?
I mean, I want to say we looked a little whack, but what's that white stuff in her hair? But yeah, we tried to get it off real quick. And we had to run out.
See, you say white stuff in hair, and B goes to a whole different, you know. Yeah,
you gotta
he's
remember
the one who stole the devil statue with the penis.
It's in my living room right now.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, you got it in his living room.
It's in my living room.
Wow,
I hang my hat on the dick. I hang my hat on the dick.
Can't. Okay. Nope. Moving on.
All right.
This one has been everywhere. I don't know. Have you heard about this one?
No.
They're calling him handsome. I don't think he's handsome.
He's
but
not.
Whatever.
He's
trying
not.
To see a picture. Here. What's his Instagram?
So I don't think he's handsome, but the headline reads, handsome homeless man picks up different women each night to keep him off the streets.
I mean, do what you gotta
do. Do what you gotta do.
Okay.
But I don't even feel bad for this dude. Look at him. He's not cute.
He looks like, what's his name?
Who?
Jonah Hill. He
Jonah
looks like
Hill,
a skinny
yeah, yeah.
ass Jonah Hill.
But have you seen Jonah Hill?
He lost weight. He lost a lot of weight. So this guy basically got kicked out of his mom's house. So he's like, he's homeless, but like, because he's fucking stupid. Like, not because he was like, he lost his job. He doesn't have like a sad story. Basically, he got kicked out of his mother's house for smoking too much weed. She couldn't take it anymore, so he said, fuck it, I'm gonna live on the streets. So he cleans himself up a little bit. He has like four outfits, he said, and he picks up women. So he'll get like sample size hair gel and like shower gel, clean himself up, hit on women, go home with them, sleep with them, and some of them like allow him to stay for days. So he's like off
lonely.
The street. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, what?
I commend him. I mean, commend him.
You can't knock the hustle now. I'm not mad at the hustle at all, but...
I'm questioning their taste, though. He's not that attractive.
Well, I mean...
But we haven't seen the women.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
So...
Yeah.
We have not seen the women.
And if he doesn't look homeless, it's not like they're knowingly picking up a homeless dude. Like, you know, he said he cleans himself up.
And he low-key looks like Jonah Hill. And I mean, Jonah Hill gets ladies, so...
True. True.
So this, where is this?
This is in New York, Manhattan, in New York. Yeah, but he says he stays drunk. Like he doesn't even want to like be better. Like he doesn't want to be a better person at all. He'll get any money he gets. He said that he drinks. Like he'll go and buy liquor, and smoke weed, and sleep on a box and like a cardboard box. And he's good. And he just looks for women. He said that he slept with over 156 women in a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's very fucking arrogant, too. That's what makes me mad.
He's arrogant?
Oh, yeah. Let me read some quotes.
Oh, he's got quotes.
New York City is amazing. It has 8 million people, so you can fuck a different girl, like, whenever you want. Dude, I'll go up to any random girl and tell them I love them. I want to marry them just for general recreational purposes. I was sleeping at this broad's house, and last night we went drinking and we're eating lobster like classy individuals.
I can't.
Oh, shit. He is crazy. Like, he just doesn't care. He said, I might sleep on cardboard like 2 or 3 nights a week, but I literally wake up every single day and do whatever the fuck I want. He doesn't give a shit, dude.
Wow.
Two things. I want to see what these women look like.
Right.
Yeah, he's not attractive. He's not.
No.
He's not.
He's not. I would love to see the women.
And I want to see the person that went and found this guy to actually talk about him.
Yeah. Like, how do you even, like, where did this story come from?
I mean, because Batman and Spider-Man were just fighting in the same area. So where was he during this shit?
Exactly.
He was a guy trying to fuck him.
Probably.
I can't find a lady tonight.
All right, I'm going to fuck Batman.
I'm standing in the Batcave, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And he says, I'm pretty sure if you look at all the homeless people in New York City, I'm the only one that can pull this shit off. Dude, get over yourself.
Is he proud of himself? Really? Really?
He about to catch AIDS.
No, for real. He probably, who knows what he has. Really?
People got to brag about every fucking thing. I'm the best looking homeless nigga? Like, for real? For real?
Wow. Well, at least he had a message for the youth and said, never become like me, ever. This abstract lifestyle is not for everybody.
No. How long does he think this shit is going to last?
Two more weeks.
Oh, wow. People are weird. So, yeah, good luck to him. I mean, he's not hurting anybody if he's getting laid and, you know, places.
He may be doing a public service if he's hooking up the ladies that don't get any play any other way. So I thank him.
Okay.
I'm going to thank him for that.
All right.
I don't want to be a hater. I think it's fucking retarded, but he's getting away with the shit. So.
No, it really is. And this next one is just weird as shit. Like, wow. So, woman charged with breaking into home and raping man.
What?
In Seattle. So, yeah, this was in Seattle. A man was sleeping. Then they said deep sleep. Woke up and found her on top of him in his bed. And basically having sex with him. Yeah, so not only did she break into his house, she raped him.
What kind of deep sleep was he on? That's what I want to know.
That's what I'm saying. I love how they put, like, he was in a deep sleep. Like, oh, okay, dude, whatever.
Took 8 NyQuils.
Right? Like, what? And then they did say, like, he came home from a party. So he's basically like, I was drunk or fucked up, whatever. And that's why.
He probably met her at the party.
But B, okay. So you're drunk, right?
Gotta use me.
I have to use you. So you're drunk, you're out of it. You can't feel a woman climb on top of you. Now, you may not hear her break in, but when she's on top of you, and there's another very, very important.
You want to mention that or should I?
You mention
it. She's 240 fucking pounds.
What?
She ain't 135.
She's not like Carlina size.
Right,
like,
this chick is 240 fucking pounds.
How do you not feel that?
I don't give a fuck what you on.
how do you not feel her open the door? Like, that's what I don't understand.
Get in the bed. Like, how do you not feel that?
Come on. Dang. He was either high as fuck or he's lying.
Or maybe he thought he was dreaming about having sex, and then he woke up and thought it, like, saw it was real. I'm just trying to help him out.
Nah, he got caught with this big, ugly-ass broad on top of him, and he was trying to save face. That's what happened.
Yeah, he trying to turn it around right. And rape. Met her at the party, took her back from the party.
Like, hell yeah, that's what I'm thinking, right. That he actually brought her back home. Probably didn't remember that shit, and now he's trying to say, like, oh. And then he said he recognized her from the neighborhood as a local drug user. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't know her.
Come on, dude.
She looks so skinny in that photo.
Yeah, she doesn't look 240 pounds at all.
Whatever.
So
it says 240.
It does. And I love how they threw that detail in. But whatever. Well, so the lady says that, well, he said he woke up, like, kicked her, got her off of him. And then
once he was done.
When he finished. And then kicked her out the house, called the cops or whatever. So the lady's like, she doesn't even remember it. She doesn't remember being in the house, but then she said she described herself as being mentally ill.
Okay.
Right. Okay. This story is just real fishy.
Just in my head, though, I'm just picturing it so different, though. I'm thinking, like, he knew the whole
thing. Yeah, I think he knew.
And even if he didn't, I mean, she had to have, unless he was having a dream of some sort, like you said, she had to have aroused him in his sleep.
Exactly. And then when he told her, when he woke up and said, like, get off me, what are you doing? She was like, shh. Don't say anything. Like, how you shush him, though? And you're, like, on top of him. Really? And this was at 2 in the morning.
Dang.
Yeah. So weird. And then we got an update. So I'm hoping this is, like, now. Because this happened a while ago, and they brought this back up because they did, like, a DNA test and all of that. To prosecute her, and you know, it was her DNA clearly. So then there's more. She's a mother of four.
Wow.
Who was 8 months pregnant with her fifth child.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, so I'm hoping she's 8 months pregnant now, and she wasn't at that time. To me, this isn't clear, so I'm assuming that
might be part of the 240.
Right,
pounds.
That's what I was thinking.
She's like, I'm really 218.
Wait.
Got a big baby.
But is it his baby?
Oh.
Mm.
How long ago did this happen?
When did it initially kick off? 17th of June 2013.
So, yeah, no.
Hmm.
That wouldn't add up, right?
Hmm.
Wait, she should have. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. So she has to be 8 months pregnant now.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. But wouldn't that be fucked up if it was his baby?
I'm keeping it! He's all
and the court system's so
I'm
fucked
gonna
up.
Love it anyway.
The court system's so fucked up. They make him pay child support for that shit.
Dang,
they would.
No, they totally would.
Wow.
That's fucked up. All right, let's get through this last one before we come to according to Mick.
Which one is this now?
This is the bus driver. Your fave. Go ahead. This is all you.
So this guy was at work, right? This is how it starts. He's a Florida bus driver. But he doesn't drive like one of the big,
like
green
a public transit.
Nah,
yeah.
He drives a little bus that like escorts people to different places.
Right.
And he had like a 45-minute break, and he tried to get a prostitute in between time, like on his lunch break. He tried to pull a prostitute.
Oh God!
For a quick derb.
A quickie.
Derb. Something.
Did we need
really?
That? Sound
yes.
We needed that. Okay.
Because some people don't know what derb is out here. Derb is a Chicago term, so now they know what it means.
Because of the sound effect. Oh, all right. We don't
yes,
need to
all right.
keep hearing yep. it. All right.
So thanks. It turned out to be a cop.
The prostitute turned out to be an undercover cop. So, yeah.
9:45 a.m.? Dang.
Hey, some people can't get the day started without it.
He was getting it in early. Yeah, you know, he was feeling it. That is so funny. Wow. So did he get locked up? Oh, he didn't even get fired. They said he was placed on administrative leave.
I can't. Here, work in the office for a few weeks. Still get paid.
So you're in charge of these senior citizens. Are they seniors or are they... Was it seniors? It's seniors, right?
Yeah.
So you're in charge of these seniors and you tried to pick up a prostitute while on duty.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to give you administrative leave? Okay, right. He should be fired. Is he going to jail or like what?
This is Florida.
Yeah,
this is true.
True. Good point.
Probably the most fucked up state in the country. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, Florida got some issues.
Yeah.
Major issues. Well, that's all that we have time for as far as headlines.
Yeah.
Which brings me to, according to Mick, it's 7:30. You know what time it is. So since we have a guest, Miss Carlina Bridge, in the house, we want to talk to her about her interesting life. She is the most interesting girl in the world.
This is true.
Yes. So what we want to know, well, you've traveled the world.
I have.
Literally, like, the world, the globe.
I have.
With Mr. Bieber.
Mr. Man.
On tour. When was this?
We were on tour for almost 2 years. We just wrapped up this past December.
Wow.
So we're coming up to being a year off a tour. It feels like it was just yesterday.
I know. And you all, like, went everywhere. So what B and I want to know, we just want to know some of your favorite memories or, like, some of the craziest shit that you've seen or done or just experienced in some of these places. Because your fans are, like, everywhere. You have fans all across the world, and they love you, and we just kind of want to know, you know, how, because we haven't traveled the globe. So take us on your journey.
I mean, let's start with crazy.
Social misconduct. Yeah. Let's start with crazy.
I mean, I feel like every country in the world has their own, like, sense of craziness.
Right.
I mean, Norway, by far, has one of the biggest fan bases.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in the hotel restaurant having breakfast, and I'm talking every single fan outside banging on the window the entire time we ate. Like, it wasn't just like a quick few knocks get your attention. The whole time you're eating, it's like boom, boom, boom. There's like every single news radio station outside, you know, filming you eating breakfast, and you're like, oh, I can't even see. You got your glasses on, your sweatpants.
And was it just the dancers, or was Bieber there too?
No, this is just us.
Wow.
Yeah, this was just us. So, you know, you're trying to eat your bacon and eggs, and your table's moving. So, it was crazy. I mean, everywhere we go, you know, you look to your left, to your right, and you see somebody like filming you eating breakfast or doing something.
Wow.
You're like, wow. So, I mean, Norway's its whole nother level. We had to, like, you know, enter and exit through all back doors with all of our hotel rooms and such. Great city, though. I love Norway.
They love you.
Yeah, I lived there back in 2010, and I've been back many times since. I'm sure I'll be there in the next few months or so. So, Mexico City, real cool place. We had a young gentleman, I feel like he was like in his early 20s though, hop on the back of our transportation vehicle from the hotel room to our stage, which was about a 45-minute drive.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Yes.
He stayed there?
He stayed on the back of the transportation vehicle, holding on for 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And the police didn't do a thing.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
So, I mean, he was on the back just banging on the
door. I was going to say, was he banging? Like, what was he doing?
I mean, but that was our norm. Like, I've got videos of every single city. Like, we couldn't even pull our vehicles out of the arena because they would bash the windows in.
Damn.
So we'd all be stuck on these, like, transportation buses, like, super hot. You just finished a two-hour show and can't open the windows or else you're going to die. So,
wow.
It was insane.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, it was... It's just cool, though, to see the passion that these fans have. I mean, and that's just the way they translate it. You know, they want you to see how much they love you, and that's what they do.
Right.
So, I mean, as much as it was wild, we totally appreciated it and loved it. You know, it kept the energy going the second you get off a stage. And, I mean, yeah, every single city in the world had their fans and had their craziness. Some places that I love, Japan.
Oh, man, I want to go.
So dope. Fashion, to food, to even just like the cleanliness of the city and how easy it is to get around. A lot of their signs have English as a second language, it's really easy to get around, even if you can't speak Japanese. The people are so sweet and so kind, and I mean, I couldn't go anywhere without somebody coming up to me and stroking my face, like random strangers.
Wait,
yeah,
wait 1 minute.
They
she said that shit normal as hell. Like, you know, I just could go anywhere without someone stroking my face. What the fuck?
Literally, like a random person.
I'm so protective. Like, don't touch my face. Oh my God, are you serious?
And if they did that shit to you here, what would you do? You would knock the fuck out of them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you'd be like, what are you doing? But they're so, I can't even explain. Like, Japanese people are so sweet, like, and so kind. And they come at you with just such, like, a kind heart. And they would just come at me and, like, I mean, they can't translate what they're trying to say.
And your skin is fucking perfect, so that's why.
We don't speak the same language, but they just wanted to, you know, touch my face or my hair, and I find them just equally as interesting, so it's cool. But I wouldn't be like, hey, can I touch your face?
Can I touch your face back? Like, yeah. What?
Touch faces.
That is so weird.
Yeah, I
dude.
Felt like a little kitty over there.
Right, like you're being pet. Yeah, okay.
But it was cool. Where else? I mean, London is so neat. The cool part about London is, you know, it's a European country, but everybody speaks English.
Right.
So it's easy to get around. Fashion is insane. Brick Lane is my favorite place in the world. Heavily Indian population there. So the Indian food is unbelievable. Yeah, vintage clothes, everything. Just all of the UK is just super cool. Dubai was crazy.
Man, I want to go.
Yeah, man-made country.
I told Bita,
so.
Didn't I just talk about Dubai to you? Not like a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go.
It's cool. It's kind of like Vegas on crack.
Oh shit. Well then.
Right, but it's so big that it's weird because like nothing is concentrated. You got to drive like 45 minutes to get to here and then another 35 to go over there, and then so it's kind of, I mean, it's only been around for 15 years.
Right.
So Dubai is, you know, younger than me. But it's a real cool place. We met, just like you were talking about the king earlier, we met the whole royal family of Dubai, which was real
that's
cool.
Dope.
They came to our show. And yeah, they have a lot of rules there. You know, you can't go outside with short sleeve shirts. You can't, like, the women can't show their faces
and, or their hair, like nothing.
Yeah,
like they're covered.
You gotta cover up. And even as a foreigner in their country, you have to respect these rules. But it's also really cool. Like, I heard that the most beautiful women there cover themselves up the most. So you see the women that have full floor length gowns, their faces covered, and even the small slit where their eyes are is a mesh covering.
Oh wow!
You can't see their hands. They wear gloves, so it just makes you wonder, like,
what
they look
do you look like
under
right?
There.
Those are the hottest ones.
those are the hottest ones.
He's like, we going tomorrow. Book a flight. He would so get locked up though. Like, I am just
right.
Not...
The short sleeves, like, come on, man. It's like 1,000 degrees.
No, I mean, you would get locked up for trying to hit on the women because you're intrigued about how they look. And I'm not going down with you in a foreign country.
Really, really.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. Right. See, right. I know him, like, so well.
Right.
Been knowing you way too long. I already know. So what was, like, you said Japan was one of your favorites. Where do you want to go back?
I mean, I want to go back to a lot of places, you know, because a lot of the times we only got a day or two, sometimes just a few hours.
Right.
Like, we went to Italy, but when people ask me if I've been to Italy, I don't say I've been to Italy because we literally drove in there. We got at the arena about 5 o'clock. Our show was at 7, and the second we got off stage, we
back
drove out to Poland or wherever.
Damn.
We drove. So, and I didn't even see Italy, and I'm half Italian. I mean, I'm supposed to see my country.
Right.
No, I didn't see nothing. But
did you go to Russia?
I did, yeah. Russia was interesting. Very beautiful country. It rained the whole time we were there, but it's just everything's different. The people are very different, their mannerisms. I did find it difficult to get around and to really, like, get along with people. We were there for a while, though. The hotels and everything we stayed in were gorgeous.
Nice.
And seeing, like, all the castles and such.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But they're definitely not known for their food.
Yeah,
I wasn't crazy about the food over there. And that's the best part about traveling is eating. I mean, I definitely got a few bugs along the way, but I got real sick in Chile, actually. Yeah,
damn.
But it's cool. It's, you know, that's what comes with getting to see the world. Istanbul, Turkey. Beautiful place.
I heard it was really... I have a friend that visited, and she loved it.
Yeah, I'll definitely go back there. I remember one night, I think it was after our show, we had a party at a club that was just off the... right off the water, and we took a jet ski to the club.
Oh, shit.
And
I like
pulled
that.
Right up alongside the club.
That's
and,
dope.
You know, there were gentlemen outside helping the ladies in, and it was like an outdoor, it was real cool. And
that
we took
sounds
the jet
dope.
Ski back, and yeah, it was dope. And I mean, they don't use like life jackets, none of that
over
there.
Okay.
So it's
well,
just
not
like,
so dope, but.
I mean, you trust them because you're like, well, I guess you take people to the club every day.
Yeah, so let's
but it
do
was,
this.
It was cool. Yeah. It was dope.
That's crazy and so interesting. And I just need to travel the world too.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that traveling is the best experience. It really ties you into exactly who you are, and it gives you a lot of experience along the way to just kind of shape you as an individual. So I'm so thankful for that experience.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
Can't wait to do it again.
I know, right? Part two. Exactly. And you know, since I'm your publicist, I can go with you now.
She will be with me. Be nice to her, please.
Be nice to me, 'cause I, you know. Oh,
we're not taking you to Dubai.
That's fine. Dubai's hot as shit. I don't care.
Well, Brazil, I know you want to go there.
Brazil and, was cool.
And Brazil loves you.
Oh, I love Brazil.
Yeah.
I mean, I love everything. Country. Yeah. I don't think there's a single country that I hated. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? I would go back to all of them.
Nice.
Yeah. So that bring me back.
Right, right. I know your fans are listening, so bring her back. Bring her back. So, B, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about platonic friends.
Platonic
friends.
Male, female, like.
Oh, he all of a sudden got sad. Look at his face.
I know, he did.
Oh, no, look. That shit don't apply to me.
Oh, well then.
So what
and
about?
We need to bring this up. We have to clarify first. When I say platonic friend, I'm not talking about some shit like me and Makia got, because we've always been friends. When someone uses the term platonic friend, it's usually that lame ass dude just caught up on a chick. They can't get the chick, so he decides to take second best and be friends with her.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
What does this remind you of, Makia?
Yeah.
What?
A recent experience. Yeah. That's all we'll say about that.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so I want to throw this out as a discussion. Usually I'll rant, but this is more of a discussion because I understand how men fall into that. How they fall into that. I know how they fall
how?
Into that.
Enlighten us.
No, that'll take too long. Okay. I'll write about it and I'll post it. But
okay.
But you women know. You women fucking know when a guy is feeling you.
Yes,
right?
We do.
Right?
Yes,
you do. Then why do you... Then okay, if you know when a guy is feeling you, know he initially wanted to be with you on some intimate shit, why do you allow him to like carry your books to class? And
because they're fucking like, heavy. What are you talking about?
And like,
I don't understand the question. What are you talking about? Why do I allow him? Because he asked, and I said
but
yes.
Clearly, but he's clearly doing these things out of
that's
out
on
of,
him. That has nothing
out of
to
a,
do with
out
me.
Of a lame pursuit and trying
well,
to be your man. And
but
you,
that's his choice.
That's right. That's his choice.
Look at her face. That's his choice. Look at her face. Like I give two shits.
I know. I mean, like you chose that. I didn't.
Yeah. Especially you, when you're upfront and honest from the beginning, and
yes.
You're like, "Look, this is all it's gonna be. You either can stick around, hang out, we'll catch a movie sometimes, or bye."
Right.
But don't you think that at some level you're kind of building false hope,
like
with this
leading
fucker.
Him on?
Yeah.
I feel that if you're as long as you're honest and you tell him what it is, and like don't like make out with him or like don't allow him to do stuff to you sexually.
Don't let him play the titty video game.
Yeah. Like don't some women do lead men on, but as long as you're honest and you've been nothing but a friend to him, then that's
fine. I mean,
I will
say there are women who do carry men a lot.
Absolutely.
Like that,
yeah.
So I think it's, you know, it also depends on that type of woman who, you know, is so sure of herself and what she wants that she doesn't need to do that. Like,
right.
Yeah, I mean, men and women can be friends, but, you know, it's very rare.
Very rare.
Well,
very rare.
Me and you, we known each other for, like, what, 50 years now? It's been a long-ass time.
Not 50. That's
but we've
old
never... But we can both honestly say neither one
nothing.
Of us was
yeah.
ever interested.
There's
like,
never
I mean, so
been.
It exists.
Yeah.
But in the realm where you know, you fucking know, you know, this dude been following you around since you were three.
Well, my thing is the woman has the responsibility if she sees it going, you know, his feelings are getting a little out of control. It is our responsibility to say, hey, we're gonna have this sit down. I see that your feelings are growing or that it's something else and this isn't what I want. Can you deal with us just being friends? And so if I do that and you say yes, don't fucking lie. Like if you want more and you know you want more, be honest about it.
Exactly.
And if they say they want more,
then
you cut them off.
Bye.
Okay, so how many other women out there are like you two? Let's be real.
Oh, not a lot.
Exactly.
There's not a lot of honest women.
Exactly.
So exactly. I mean, I feel you.
I was in Chicago at a music premiere one time, and the artist, this chick, I can't remember her name. She never did shit after that, but.
Damn.
Her homie, her homeboy,
keeping it real.
Her homeboy, I can't remember her name. It's not important, but her homeboy came with her, and to all the other dudes, it was pretty evident. Like, man, this dude is in love with this chick. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we could tell straight up.
Right.
And she was like, "Oh no, we'll call him Clarence because I can't think of his name right now." But, oh no, Clarence.
That's a random name.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. I've known him since we were 7. He's like a brother to me. And when that word came out of her mouth.
I've said those words.
But when that word came out of her mouth, you saw him just.
Aww.
Like his.
I'm like, dang.
Soul kind of just.
Because, yeah, once brother, like, clearly I'm not sleeping with someone that I think of
Consider my brother.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, once I put you in the family category, it's like, dude, there is no hope at all. Like, no chance in hell that we'll ever get together like that.
But then conversely, on the man side, you should know better, dude.
I agree.
You've been hanging out with her for 15 years.
Yeah. And have you gotten laid? Right.
Nothing's happened.
Right. If you're in her house.
You bought the kiddie video game because you're like, shit.
I love the fact that she keeps saying in the video.
We're going to have to get her that for her birthday or something.
Her birthday is coming
in 2 weeks.
It's coming up. Wow.
He's like writing it down. Titty video game.
Titty video game with double D styrofoam titties.
Double D. All right. Yes. Okay. What
but, you know, okay, so you get back to it. At that point, the dude had known the girl for about 15 years. After 15 years, like, if she changes around you naked and she ain't got no problem, like, she can get naked in front of you and there's no problem with it.
Yeah.
And she's not, you know, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, dude, you should know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just him being ignorant,
or just false hope. Like, yeah. You're just thinking that something you're still like having hope after like 15 years that I'm hit it. No, mm-hmm. You're not. You won't ever. You won't.
I blame.
Let it go.
I blame Freddie Prinze Jr. movies.
You kind of look like him right
now.
But you know what? He got the pussy at the end of the movie.
He did.
The problem.
He is cute though.
The problem with that is that shit doesn't happen
in real life.
Right? We look at these. Oh, I'll just hang out with her. I'll be nice. I'll do everything for her. I'll do this, that, and the third. I'll be the shoulder to cry on about other niggas. And one day I'm gonna slide in when she's having a rough time.
And then when it doesn't happen, you're crushed and sometimes bitter. Men can get bitter, like, if they put in all of this time and effort and all of that, and then they're mad when you don't want them. And it's like, you fucking lunatic. Like, how are you mad at me because I was honest with you? And then
all along.
Yeah, and you expected something else. Like, that's bullshit.
The funniest shit in the world to me is when, like, a woman will go out and her platonic friend is tagging along. You may as well be on a fucking leash or something. And he's tagging along with her. And they'll go to a place. And this happened too, like when we met the singer whose name I don't remember because she didn't do shit else. We were at this place. It was called Wild Hair. You know about it. It's in the Shy Wild Hair. We were there. She's hitting, like, you know, she's flirting with other people and shit. And it was this dude talking to her, and dude is just sitting there sick next to me, just mad as fuck, right? Like, look at my.
Damn.
Dude walks away. The first thing he does, see, this is a sign to the woman right there. If y'all don't know, I'm going to school you. If this nigga's hating on a guy you just met for no fucking reason, that means he likes you.
He likes you.
If he finds something wrong with every boyfriend you've ever dealt with, that's because he fucking likes you, and you need to either cut him off or give him some sympathy pussy, I think.
I mean, I find... I say
sympathy.
No. Women, don't do that.
Never. Please.
Okay, maybe not that last part, but...
No, don't do that. Sympathy, no. Don't ever do that. That's not ever a good idea.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't like most women that you date. It doesn't mean I like you, though. I just think that you don't have great taste.
Oh.
Most of the time. Some I do like. You know, I've liked some in the past. Most of them I just think.
And I will be receiving a text in 5.
What?
4.
Well.
She talking about me? She talking about me?
Hashtag, are you talking about me? It's hilarious.
14 replies.
I know.
You're like, wait.
Well, you know, I'm honest and I say whatever the fuck I want. So, anyway. Any announcements really quick?
Oh, yeah. our blog is going to be up and running, and you're going to do what you do, and I'm going to do what I do. And if people don't know your lifestyle and fashion, and I do dating and relationships. So right. We're going to start writing a little bit more.
Yeah, going into more depth.
Yeah. We're educated. It might not seem
it
like
may not
we're pretty
seem
educated,
like
though.
We're smart, but we are.
Sometimes. Also, I got in contact with one of my
Carlina
friends.
Carlina will find this funny.
I want Carlina to see this shit. It's going to be hilarious.
Uh-oh.
I got in contact with one of my friends. She happens to be a dancer. I've known her since I was like 7.
What's her name?
Her name is Alyssa Chloe. That's what she goes by.
Okay.
She's in Sweden right now. And we were talking, and we're going to have a Skype breakdance battle, rap breakdance battle over Skype. Me and her.
Rap and breakdance?
No. Just B-boy battle. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. So it's going to be me and her over Skype or Google, whatever works best.
Yeah.
Google works best.
Yeah.
And she's going to kick my ass, but we're going to do this shit
gonna
anyway.
This is going to be so funny. Carlina, you have to watch it.
I am dying. Can I judge it?
Oh, that'll be dope.
Yeah, you can judge it.
Yeah, let her judge
but,
it.
I mean, we already know the outcome because I'm going to make a fucking fool of myself. I haven't done anything like this in years.
Hey.
This will be hilarious.
You never know what's going to come out.
You should battle Carlina.
Fuck that. I saw a couple of videos of her. No, thank you. I'm good. And I know better than to battle Alyssa, but.
Hey. It'll be entertaining,
fuck it.
You know.
She was talking shit. That's what it was. She was talking shit via Facebook. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to battle you then. Let's do some real shit. We're going to do some real shit.
And we will post this video for all to see. Mm-hmm. This will be very interesting.
And when I come in here with crutches and shit, you know what happened.
So funny.
Uh-huh.
Well, Miss Carlina Bridge has been busy lately. Just yesterday, we were at Revolt. She was on Revolt TV, Revolt Live, yeah. Today. So if you did not catch that, it should be like a clip or something online on their website at revolttv.com. So check that out. We had such a good time.
Yeah, no, it was
fun.
Cute little segment. We also tweeted it and Instagrammed all the links.
Yes, so. Tell people where to find it.
At Carlina Britch on Twitter and Instagram. That's CarlinaBritch.
Put that R
don't
in there.
Don't forget the R. it'll actually be on my Facebook too, which is Official Carlina Britch.
Absolutely. Yeah. So find all of the wonderful things that she's doing. We just did a photo shoot with Golden Rags, which, I mean, the photos are great. So I can't wait until we release those. You shot the lookbook, right, for fall?
Vintage lookbook.
Yeah.
If anybody knows me, they know I'm always wearing vintage.
Always. So it's dope. The clothes were really dope, and the photos were amazing. Mm-hmm. So you've just been busy, girl. And just tell them where, like, some of the videos that they can find you in.
Most recent video was Usher's Good Kisser video.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I was doing the Pharrell Williams, Marilyn Monroe, Loyal, Chris Brown. What else we got? Prince, Breakfast Can Wait. most of Bieber's videos.
Yeah.
Love Me.
Most of Bieber.
All Around the World. What else?
Yeah, everywhere, girl.
Videos. Yeah, I've got.
I have the best fucking clients. I swear, like I do.
I've got some new buzz coming up that I can't even.
I can't talk about yet,
but stay tuned. That'll be exciting. Just released my logo.
Yeah, I was just gonna bring that up.
We're gonna be doing some fun stuff with that. Stay tuned. I feel like we got a lot of things on the way. Oh yeah, and it's almost my birthday.
What day is that?
October 6th.
Anybody
knows me, they know my birthday is the best
holiday
in the world, besides Halloween, because that's my second favorite one.
But
if you want to send me gifts, feel free. I love Garrett's popcorn from Chicago.
Really?
That's my favorite.
Are you serious? I could have been brought you back some Garrett's.
That is my
favorite. I was
favorite
in Chicago
popcorn.
Like a month ago. I could have brought you Garrett's then. I didn't know that.
Popcorn's my favorite food, so Garrett's.
Okay, well, we got you next time.
I'm a camp out front.
I'll have my sister. She's coming next month, so I'll have her bring you something.
I'm excited.
Garrett's. All right. Look, B, what's this look? Why are you looking at us? You look drunk.
I'm not drunk. I got alcohol in my eyes. I'm burning like a motherfucker right now.
Oh, my God. How did you do that? You're drunk? Are you drunk?
No.
You sure?
Battle.
I'm totally fucking sober right now.
How did you get alcohol in your
eyes? I don't know. I don't know.
You're such a 12-year-old. Yeah. This is why 12-year-olds shouldn't drink liquor. what are you doing right now? You're such a weirdo.
Why we have age limits.
B is really like 65. He just keeps getting plastic surgery.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. I get skin grafted from my ass and put on my face. Okay.
It's so nasty.
You brought it up.
You're an idiot.
I try.
Man, I wish you could have read all of these.
We actually could get to probably one more real quick because I just, we got like 2 minutes. So
I mean, those are crazy.
Yeah, this one, like, this employee admits to rubbing his scrotum on pizza.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He's a kid and he's working at a pizza joint in, where is this? What city is this, B? Washington. Yeah, Washington State, not D.C. And it's called Papa Murphy's, just in case, you know, y'all go there. Don't eat that shit because people rub their balls on pizza.
Unreal.
It's a take-and-bake pizza place, and a customer saw him doing it. A customer caught him doing it, rubbing it, and then all he had to say was, like, yeah, I'm sorry, that was stupid. What?
No, people do foul shit in restaurants that you would never believe. That's why when we go out, I always have them bring the boxes to me because you know I used to work at that place in college. I've seen motherfuckers eat off of other people's plates.
Yeah.
Like, you bring it back there to get the shit wrapped and they're eating off of people's plates. I will never
disgusting.
Let somebody wrap my shit for me.
Wow.
Hell no.
Ew.
Hell no. And homie was rubbing his nuts all over the pizza. No thanks.
Oh, and then at the bottom, at the end of this, it was saying that, like what you just said, like people do disgusting shit. And it said that a Subway employee admitted to putting his penis on sandwich bread and posting the shit to Instagram. Like, can you imagine? So a penis in the middle of the bread, you post that shit, and then you come in and order your sandwich.
But then, but the thing that cracks me up is they be surprised when they get caught. It's social media, you stupid fuck. Why the fuck would you, why would you do that?
Oh, and guess what the reason that he did this? Guess what the reason
why?
Because someone came in right when they were closed, like right before they closed. So he was pissed, and this is, I guess, his way of getting them back.
Right. Here you go, eat my scrotum.
So you're at work. This is your job, what you get paid for, and you're mad because someone placed an order right before closing. So you put your balls on the pizza. That's disgusting, and he needs his ass beat for that one. I can't.
Could you imagine in other workplaces people doing that when they got mad?
And just go rub your balls on like your boss's desk?
Right. I'm pissed off. She made me do a report at 3:30. I'm going to slide my dick on the keys.
It's so nasty.
No. I can't with the noise.
Him and the sound, like the sound effect. And
we're going to mute you.
And I have to deal with this shit every day, though.
No.
This is him all day, every day. This is not just for the show, people. He is really this fucking stupid.
She's lying. This is a character. She's lying.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay, whatever. Well, as usual, thank you all so much for tuning in to Social Misconduct. Thank you so much, Carlina.
Ooh, thank you for having me.
For joining us and, you know, dealing with B-Walt and all the craziness, who's still fanning himself because
it's
he has alcohol in his eye.
It's fucking hot in here.
It's always hot in here. And now it's like 8 people in here or something, and it's really fucking hot. So
112 degrees.
It really is.
Like outside.
Well, it cooled down today. It cooled down
It's always
today.
Cool out here.
Yeah, true.
I always step outside my car, I'm like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Cold.
The valley is like hot as fuck.
Yeah, true.
But so follow us on Twitter at SOC Misconduct and Instagram Social Misconduct and on Facebook at Social Misconduct Radio. You can always catch the archive if you missed it live or you know someone that wants to listen to it and they couldn't catch it live. You can catch us on iTunes and SoundCloud and Stitcher and Spreaker
and
we're everywhere. So.
YouTube.
Or just go right on our website at socialmisconduct.com and we post the shows there as well. And don't forget to email us if you have any crazy stories that you want us to talk about. Or
you
if you would
to
like
see
to
see your statue.
your penis statue or anything like that. Or if you would like to be a guest on our show, email us at info@socialmisconduct.com.
I want that statue.
Okay.
I already feel like you own it.
Okay, I own it, but I want to like move next to a church and put it in front of
he
my
wants
house.
Wants to bejewel it.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
So?
All right. Thanks, Carlina. Peace.
Peace.
station. You are tuned to the Accelerated